The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart, Episode 15, June 16.
Welcome to the world of podcasting.
You are now connected.
It's the Love Chat. The Love Chat.
With Honey and David Hart. And now, your hosts. Podcasting from San Francisco. It's Honey. Podcasting from Los Angeles in California. David Hart. Mwah.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Warning. This program is habit forming.
Hey guys, welcome to the Love Chat with Honey and David Hart, episode 15. We'll start off the show with actually an apology, right, DH?
That's right. For all of you guys who have been supporting us and anticipating our weekly show, last week was just tremendously busy for us. Well, for me at least. And for Honey, what happened to you again?
Duh, some concern you have there. Well, I was down with the flu and lost my voice, but I'm a little bit better now. So we have tons of stuff in store for you guys today as we pay tribute to our fathers.
Yep, Father's Day is just around the corner, so we'll try to give you infos about Father's Day.
But before that, let's first dish out our heartache of the week.
Heartache of the week.
Our heartache of the week comes from Michael of New Jersey. He goes, "Dearest Honey and David Hart, my girlfriend of 2 years and I had just moved in together. 2 weeks later, we both left for separate countries on study trips. For the 2 months of my trip, I passed up a lot of chances to be with some of the most beautiful women I had ever seen from all over the world, a couple of months after we were back and living with each other. But then I got an anonymous email from some guy I had never met. He told me that my girlfriend had cheated on me with several guys during the entire span of her trip. I lived with her, so I had to forgive her. 2 months after that, she made me move out so she could sleep with the owner of the bar she works at. I mean, I'm cool with that. I couldn't care less what she wants to do with her life. What bothers me though is that even if she has thrown me out of her house, or of our house, and even if she did all those nasty things to me, I still love her. I know she has stepped on my ego and made me look like a fool, but I guess I'm a hopeless romantic. Enlighten me, please. Sincerely, Michael."
That lady sure needs some whopping. Just kidding. Anyway, before we move on with our take on this, here's a song being brought to you by music.podshow.com. Check this out.
"I can feel your tension, baby. Sense that you need some relief. Yeah, yeah. Let me ease your breath. Do anything for you, yes.
California's number one podcast. Matters of the Heart. Matters of the Heart.
Did you know that Sonora Louise Smart Dodd of Spokane, Washington, got the idea to set aside a special day to honor Father's Day in 1909? She wanted to honor her father, William Jackson Smart. Smart's wife had died in 1898, and he raised their six children on his own. Dodd drew up a petition recommending adoption of a national Father's Day. Through Sonora Dodd's efforts, Spokane celebrated the first Father's Day on June 19, 1910. Over the years, many resolutions to make the day an official national holiday were introduced. Finally, in 1972, President Richard M. Nixon signed Father's Day into law.
Do's and don'ts on TLC.
All right, for this week, we're going to talk about the first date conversation starters. First date can definitely be scary when you feel you just don't know what to say. The most important thing to remember is that we are all made of the same thread, so the person sitting across from you is in the same boat, sharing your fears. So here are some tips on how to start the ball rolling. Wanna go first, TH?
Okay, first, compliment the outfit that your date is wearing. This will make him or her feel good about themselves right off the bat. Ask them where they bought it, and you learn something right away about his or her style preferences.
Second, ask your date how his or her day was. This topic will bleed into a conversation about how or about what he or she does for a living or on a day-to-day basis. Also, ask your date how he or she got to this position, what types of things she or he did before, if she or he likes what he is doing now, and if she could have any job in the world, what would it be?
Third, ask your date where she lives and has lived. You might end up in the name game and find out you have friends or acquaintances in common. This is a great bonding element. Then ask your date where he or she would ideally like to live. Also, ask them what they like to do on weekends or in his or her spare time. And let the responses take you from there.
Remember, the most important thing is to listen and not to dominate the conversation. An even flow of a conversation will ensure that both parties have a good time on the date and leave feeling that both of you know something new about each other.
Featured Artists of the Week.
California's number one podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Simone is tall, red-haired and beautiful. With the silent strength she carries on her own. She reads her books, so full of wisdom. Every dream in her is built on precious truth. And still, you can't. She's more.
You're listening to The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. A very nice song for all of you guys. And that was brought to us by music.podshow.com.
Alright, so let's see. Michael, our letter sender, needs enlightenment. His girlfriend did him wrong. I would say, forget about her. Seems to me that the girl doesn't seem to care about your relationship, and she doesn't have any respect for you. I'm sure you'd be able to find a better woman who would love and treat you with respect. DH?
I couldn't agree more with what you said, honey. But I need to divert from our topic today and go way back to our episode 12. I just wanna give shout out to Ayo Naka. He left a comment on our page regarding Felicia's problem. And Ayo Naka said, and to quote, I think Felicia should protect her boundaries before trying to help the whole situation. Setting an example for her children should instill a strong spirit in them. Never be the victim. And there you go, thanks Ayo Naka. So if you guys would also like to send your suggestions or comments regarding Michael's problem, write to us at tlcpodcast@yahoo.com or on our website tlcpodcast.podomatic.com. And here now is a song going out to Michael. I hope you like this one.
California's number one podcast.
And I want
And you're still tuned in to the Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. And there goes a song going out to Michael. And now at this point, we would like to greet some of our friends and listeners, of course, who never get tired of supporting us. Hello to Marjorie, Miggy, and to Nesty. And of course, our good friends right here in Miami. To Ate Mary Dell, to Ate Olive, there you go, also to Ate Lucelle. Thanks a bunch for keeping it right here.
Also, hi to the Panganiban family. Oh, these folks are just top of my list of the people whom I adore. Hi to Adeline, Nanay, and Tatay. That's what you call mom and dad in our language. Happy Father's Day to Tatay, and most especially to Dawn. Happy Father's Day to you. Send my hugs and kisses to Lee. I misplaced the names of the people you wanted me to greet, Dawn. Sorry about that. Send it to me again, okay? Also, to my best bud at work, Charles. Hey, happy Father's Day, bro.
You sure had a mouthful to say, huh?
I know, huh?
Alright, it's bye-bye time again. So we're going to leave you now with our
love quote on TLC. By the time a man realizes that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong. This has been Honey.
And this has been David Hart. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. Join us again next week for another exciting episode of TLC.
Connection terminated.